Okay, everyone. Well, thanks for being here, and we will call this meeting to order. And the first thing on our agenda is reading of the spring 2012 business meeting minutes. And I'll give it over to our secretary, Gabe Griffith.
Thank you, Donna. I think next year I'm going to submit a resolution that Jeff can't pull his own name for door prizes.
I'll second that. All in favor? Oh.
I just have to get it past the resolutions chair. Yeah. The only problem is I have to get it past the resolutions chair. Okay.
We can arrange for that.
Should we just do it as a constitutional amendment?
Oh, that way it'll stick. I like that.
Okay, enough fun. Moving on to the business meeting minutes. Spring 2012 business meeting minutes of California Council of the Blind, Burlingame SFO Crown Plaza Hotel. Friday, April 13th. Credentials report. Pam Pology gave the credentials report. Pam read the chapters that were seated and then those who were not. The affiliates and chapters that were not seated were Antelope Valley, Butte County, Coachella Valley, Compton, Greater San Joaquin, High Desert, Inland Empire, San Bernardino, and San Mateo. Pam tried to seat as many chapters as possible. She will be upholding deadlines beginning in the fall. It was moved and seconded to adopt the credentials report. The motion passed unanimously. And that was the only business that I saw on the Friday night session. So now we are moving to Saturday, April 14th. Or I think that's supposed to be Sunday the 15th, actually. President Donald Pomerantz called the meeting to order. Minutes. Jeff Tom read the fall 2011 business minutes. It was moved and seconded to approve the minutes. The minutes were amended to include the names of chapters that were not seated and including titles of resolutions. The motion passed as amended. Treasurer's report. Peter Pardini gave the treasurer's report. Peter discussed the balance sheet ending February 29th, 2012. The total liability and equity was $1,094,111. Peter then discussed the budget report for the period December 31st, 2011. The total income was $184,637. The total expenses were $269,027. The difference was $79,917. When other income was included, CCB had a net loss of over $115,000. Peter finally read the 2012 proposed budget that the board had approved. It was moved and seconded to approve the treasurer's report as read. The motion passed unanimously. Constitution and bylaws. Roger Peterson gave the Constitution, gave the committee report. Jerry Consular, the committee chair, was not able to attend. Roger had Jeff Tom read the proposed constitutional amendment that would change CCB conventions from two a year to one annual convention. And somebody has a cell phone ringing next to me. Roger discussed other possible amendments that the committee is considering. The proposed amendment that Jeff read was only for reading purposes. There was no discussion. It was moved and seconded to approve the Constitution and Bylaws Committee report. The motion passed unanimously. Resolutions. Jeff Tom read the resolutions. Resolution 2011-A1 was withdrawn. This resolution dealt with SB 198, which was a bill that dealt with autonomous vehicles. Resolution 2012-A2 had to do with judicial diversity. Resolution 2011, I think these are supposed to be 2012, I'm sorry, sorry folks. Resolution 2012-A3 was the thank you resolution to the volunteers. Resolution 2012-A4 was a, oh no, these are 2011, it's supposed to be B, not A though. I knew I had a mistake here. Okay, so these are resolutions 2000B, and we're up to B4, which was thank you resolution to BART. Resolution 2011B5 was a thank you resolution to the hotel staff. It was moved and seconded to approve the resolutions committee report. The motion passed unanimously. Other committee reports. Artist Bazin reported that the membership committee is looking at other times than a breakfast to have a meeting at convention. They also want to make sure that each chapter has a couple of representatives on their email list. Roger Peterson reported that there was a hearing and vision impairment meeting. They talked about ALD systems and other equipment. Mitch Pomerantz reported on the Employment Assistance Committee. He reported on no interest loans that are available. Elena Thomason reported on the results of the pledge drive for Muttstrut that was taken on Friday evening. Kathy Skivers reported on the efforts of the History Committee and asked people to contact her if they have back issues of the Blind Californian or other CCB publications. Pam Metz is chairing the Domestic Violence and Hate Crimes Committee. She asked anyone who is interested in joining the committee to contact her. They would like to put on a self-defense seminar at a future convention. Gene Lozano gave a convention committee report. He asked for items people would like to see at future conventions and thanked everyone who worked on the event applications. Gene asked for ideas for the joint CAT and CCCLV presentation. Pam Pology, chair of the Credentials Committee, offered her assistance to anyone who needs assistance with completing the credentials form. Pam also gave the nominating committee report. The slate of people chosen was President Donna Pomerantz, First Vice President Gene Lozano, Treasurer Peter Pardini, board members Lena Bandy, Vince Calderon, David Hanlon, David Jackson. Jeff Tom thanked the Governmental Affairs Committee and discussed Capitol Day. Donna Pomerantz gave a short Publications Committee report. There is still no chair for that committee. The Seniors with Vision Loss Committee is interested in recruiting members. Affiliate reports. Judy Wilkinson gave a report on the Orientation Center alumni group. They have many members, and she invited anyone who used to be a member and is no longer one to rejoin. Old business. There was no old business. New business. Mitch Pomerantz asked everyone to recognize the work that Marlene Lieberg did over the weekend. Marlena thanked everyone for her experiences this weekend and for inviting her. She has also been helping the web streaming team. Public comment. Pam Acker. This is her first convention, and she has felt very welcome. Judy Wilkinson mentioned an article that has been written on the Unemployment Assistance Committee and offered to put that article in the BC. Beryl Brown wanted to know how to get hold of the, quote, What Blindness Isn't CD. Pampology. Conventions are a great place to help other people. Linda O'Neill wanted to know where the next convention would be. Preston, who I didn't catch a last name for on there, wanted to know how people contact the Social Security group for assistance. Steve Fort expressed appreciation for the job the Credentials Committee did. The next convention will be at the San Diego Del Mar Marriott Hotel from November 1st through the 4th. It was moved and seconded to adjourn the conference and convention. The motion passed unanimously. Respectfully submitted, Gabe Griffith, CCB Secretary.
Okay, do we have...
And before we take a motion, Madam President, is there any way I could get a glass of water up here? Okay, it was not announced at the meeting. It was only Preston, so I didn't know the last
Preston
name.
Moses.
Preston Moses. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a motion to second? Do we have any discussion? Who calls for the floor? Okay, I heard the lady first. And who is that soft-spoken lady in the back? Is that Linda? Linda. I heard Linda.
I'm coming with a mic.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. So you're soft spoken because you're very
okay.
Quiet.
Okay. Just a little correction. The gentleman's name, Preston, is Preston Moses.
Yes, we.
Yeah, got that. Thank you.
And Frank Welty.
Coming.
I believe that the since this is this was the minutes from the spring convention, that the resolution numbers should begin with A and B.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Frank. Sorry, I realized that as I was trying to correct myself. I shouldn't be reading these when half asleep because I don't know what I'm doing when I do that. But you're right, they are 2012A. I had written 2011, so that's where I got myself confused. But they are, Frank is right, they are 2012A and then the numbers, and I will make that correction and make sure that they're that way.
Who seeks the floor?
Steve Fort.
With regard to my appreciation with regard to the Credentials Committee, it was specifically her use of Braille that I was complimenting her on. I don't know if you wanted to add just a little note about the use of Braille in with regard to that item in the minutes.
Steve, would you be happy if I put what did and just add a note at the end, and for the use of Braille? It is done.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye. As amended, sorry. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, 1 minute.